Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us this week. As you may notice, I am not Chuck. I'm Matthew. I'm one of the other co-hosts that you guys have heard the last year or so. We got a few special guests today. Got a lot of stuff to discuss, and I think it's going to be pretty fun. So before we get started, I'll go over a few things currently here in Fairbanks, Alaska. It is, 9 degrees?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 9 degrees.
Yep, 9 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, it's pretty nice today. Can you guys hear me at all through the headset? No. Ooh, that's not good.
No.
That's not good at all. Well, if you're listening and wondering what's going on, so am I. Mm-hmm. Anything now?
Ooh, perfect.
All right, here we go. All right, finally, something's happening. A little correct. All right, so 9 degrees outside. It's sunny
that
with the...
Doesn't look like the guests are...
Nothing's pulling up?
Yeah. No, turn your volumes here.
Yeah.
Sorry, experiencing some technical difficulties.
I'm good.
It's good now?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. All right, well, we're a minute late, but better late than never. So currently 9 degrees outside, sunny with a chance of freedom here at the KFAR studio in Fairbanks, Alaska. If you have any questions, please call 458-TALK or 458-8255. Again, 458-TALK, 458-8255. You can also live stream should you ever be out of state or in a remote location with Starlink or whatever you may have at kfarradio.com. Click on the orange ball that says Listen Live. You can also go onto our app, same thing, KFAR Radio. Find Shooter's Corner and click Listen Live. All right, so let's get this started. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A few reminders, Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program will be on February 12th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at TVSA Range. TVSA Range is located at 1230 TVSA Way in Fairbanks. The topics will be Introduction to Predator Hunting in Alaska. All right, let's see what else we got. We got public shooting hours at TVSA Range on every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Cost is $5 for members and $20 for non-members. It's great range, good people under new management. Last but not least, C4 Training Group is hosting the Active Self-Protection Skills Summit in Fairbanks. This is going to take place June 20th through the 21st. This is exclusive immersive training event is designed to sharpen your defensive skills using ASP's evidence-based techniques. Experience two transformative days of professional instruction tailored for real-world self-defense scenarios. The instructors will be Neil Widener and Chris Bean. Go to our website, course calendar, to get the link to sign up, or go directly to theactiveselfprotection.com/shop to sign up. All right, so we got a few guests today. Making his famous return is the Hammer himself. You want to run yourself through?
I certainly do. Yes, this is Colonel Montana Ken Hammer of the Golden Heart Shoot Society, but more important, our show title today is The Ladies of Cowboy Action. And so we have in the studio our club banker, Montana Sue Beth, our telegrapher or secretary, Polk and Along, and our territorial governor, the real horsepower here, Sweet Caroline, in the studio to talk with us today about all things that should be girl-like in cowboy action. We're not going to cover the deep weeds with what SAS is and what GHS is, Golden Heart Shooter Society, but we want the gals to talk to us today about what, and let's start out. I guess I'll ask Polk Along to start. What brought you to cowboy action?
Well, honestly, it was my husband. I was going to the shoots with him and just keeping score. And one day, Diamond Mac threw a holster on me and threw some pistols in it and gave me some long arms. And I've been shooting ever since. I was hooked immediately.
Well, very good. Sweet Caroline, the same question. What brought you to Cowboy Action?
Well, we have friends, a couple that we were good friends with that invited us out to what used to be known as the Freeze Your Bun Shoot, held on New Year's Day. So we braved the cold, went out to the range, and watched that, and there was a potluck afterwards. And so we started going to the meetings, and once the snow cleared up, we started shooting. And like poking along, we've been doing that ever since. And we've been members of the club and of SAS probably for a good 20 years now. So, good long time.
Okay, Montana Sue Beth. Pay no attention to the guy at the microphone.
All right. Like poking along, I, too, followed my husband to the shooting events. And we had three small children at the time, so I didn't do a lot of shooting to begin with because I was raising the kids. But I still brought the kids to the matches, and we had a really good time. And then, of course, they moved on, and I had time to myself. And so I'm starting to get back in shooting and finding it very rewarding. Thank you.
And this was the point of our show today, was to get you to understand that husbands do bring your wives. Wives bring your husbands, because we have some of that that has happened. But it was made mention of a potluck. We're known probably to be as good for our eating as we are for our shooting. So iterate.
Before we get into anything else really quick, one thing I forgot to cover was this week in firearms history. Okay. We'll go through that really, really fast. I think this week is actually pretty cool. So the first thing, the early 1911 was adopted by the U.S. Army, officially designed by John Browning. One of the other things we got to, the 4570 government. Springfield Armory developed the 4570 cartridge, which became the standard military cartridge in 1873 and famously used in the Battle of Little Bighorn. We got a few more things here. The Winchester Model 1895. The U.S. military showed limited interest over 293,000 Model 1895 lever-action rifles manufactured for the Russian Empire for this period of history. I did not know that. And then one of the last things we got before, I think, your piece as well, is the military cartridge development post-World War II. Late 20th century saw the transition to standard NATO rounds like 5.56 and 7.62, moving focus from specific firearms to cartridge development. For any of our listeners wondering what exactly that means, for the longest time, the whole push for new firearms and advancement in firearms, I guess science and development, was always on the firearm itself, not really on the cartridge itself, not necessarily the caliber. But you kind of hit a standstill with developing the newest and greatest. I think for probably about a good 100 years, late 1700s into late 1800s, you saw quite the advancements booming. And then after that, it starts to dwindle down, picks back up after World War II, and then trickles off to kind of where we are now with Vietnam. There's been some new firearms that have come out, new types of firearm actions and all that sort of stuff. But in reality, you kind of hit this this plateau because you can't really advance past the capabilities of your cartridge. And then you also have to look at the procurement side of that, how much it's going to cost and all that sort of stuff. So you kind of hit some stalemate with what you want to do. And now we're back into the side of things this day and age, which is reinventing the wheel with certain calibers, putting them in different platforms that they weren't used in before, and then trying to make the best of what you got. And then, as we all know, with firearms, it gets really expensive. And then you get a new caliber, and it gets even more expensive. But what do you got? The hammer, we got about a minute before we go into our next break.
Okay. Let me give you the Philippine-American War broke out when U.S. sentries outside Manila fired on Filipino soldiers, igniting hostilities between them. American occupation forces and the Filipino nationals led by Ehulio, and I'm not going to try to butcher another name. This conflict lasted until 1902, marked the first major development of the Krag-Jorgensen bolt-action rifle by U.S. troops, which had been adopted in 1892 as the standard service rifle. Combat experience, particularly among the Moro warriors in the southern Philippines, exposed the limitation of the 38 long Colt revolver in stopping determined charges, spurring the U.S. Army to seek more effective firearms. This directly influenced the development of the 45 automatic Colt pistol cartridge, 45 ACP, and the iconic 1911-70 automatic pistol developed by John Browning, adopted in 1911. The war's demands accelerated advancements in American military firearms, emphasizing stopping power and reliability in the tropic combat environment. I bet we're ready to go to break.
Yeah, and I think that's the best lead off we can get. All right, listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts? We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service, too. Family-owned and operated. Keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks. It's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Be it work or play, your truck bed will take a beating. You need to protect your investment with an Arctic Spray-On Bedliner from Auto Trim Design. This Arctic Spray-On Bedliner was developed as a commercial coating for use on the Alaska pipeline, which is constantly exposed to our extreme Arctic conditions. Why should you settle for anything sub-quality? Get your Arctic Spray-On Bedliner today at Auto Trim Design. And as Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 9 above. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 1 above tonight, partly cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow, slight chance of snow. High temperatures reach up to 8 above. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Hello, listeners. Thank you guys for waiting patiently. We are back with Shooter's Corner. Like I said before the break, we've got some great guests. They kind of introduced themselves. So, Mr. Hammer, if you want to take it away and kind of run things the way you want.
Okay. I also want to ask our listeners to feel free to call in and talk with Montana Sue Beth, Poking Along, or Sweet Caroline, if you have any questions. When we left off, we were talking about what brought the gals to this sport that isn't always male-dominated. So we'll start out with Sweet Caroline this time. What kept you coming back?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the people. I enjoy the shooting, but the people is what makes it a lot of fun. And when I started shooting, I didn't have a lot of experience, and there were some really great folks that basically showed me the basics and kind of coached me along. And that's what did it. And I'd also like to say that although we do this as a couple, there have been times when my husband hasn't been able to go and I go by myself. So it's one of those things that we don't have to go together. We're equally comfortable going together or going our own, you know, by ourselves if we need to.
Excellent. Thank you. And Montana Sue Beth, what kept you coming back?
I haven't always been shooting. I did a lot of the ancillary items, like I would be scorekeeper for the group. And I just loved that kind of atmosphere and keeping everyone together and their scores and stuff. And I just loved coming out and enjoying the fresh weather and enjoying firearms.
I thought it was because you were the banker. You got to handle the money.
Well, that too.
there are a number of jobs. Once we get on the range and start doing things, there are plenty of jobs. And you will find the girls working just as hard to set up the range and get it shooter ready as any of the others. Now, poking along, what keeps you coming back?
I think everything that they said, the other women said, and I love shooting. I mean, I didn't, for many, many, many years, my husband, Ledmonger, would go out shooting, and I wouldn't go with him because I didn't particularly care for firearms. And once I started shooting, I love it. I love it. For example, when I first started shooting, my stage time would be about 999 seconds. Everybody else's would be like 30 seconds, 40 seconds. I didn't give up, though. It was such a great challenge. And every time I go, I try to learn something new. But most of all, I have so much fun.
It is. The sport is as much fun as it is competitive. Poke Along, I'm going to tattle on her a little bit. She's a champion buckle winner, and going from times of 909,099 to winning a buckle, a ladies buckle at a match, is no easy feat. Now, it's not impossible. We don't wish to scare you away. But you will develop under your friendships in the club and all, and you get to shoot all the guns of the Old West one time or another. Okay. So another question, what makes cowboy action shooting a sport for women? Yeah, go ahead. Anybody want to jump in?
I can't imagine anything that wouldn't make it a sport for women. I mean, we women are very often outshoot the men. Very often.
Yes, I would agree. I think the competition between the women and the men is definitely a strong field. I mean, I don't want to say that the women kind of would like to outshoot their husbands, but, you know, it is
it's always a competitive
sport shooting. And it's just a lot of fun to get out there and shoot and enjoy these old firearms.
The Old West was one on a male and female proposition.
I think that's it's something hard to find nowadays too. There, I mean, every sport now is pretty inclusive, male and female respected. It just depends on if it's going to be an open competition or not. Like, I shoot USPSA, and I can't tell you how many guys show up and it's their first time, and they're in the military. They think, oh, I can shoot really well and everything. And when I was in too, like, I always trained. I made sure I was on top of my game. And then you'll see these guys come in. I'd be like, I'm going to be really good today. And they'll get outshot by men. And it's like, okay, yeah, I guess I'm not that good. There's something about it when a 13-year-old girl comes up and outshoots, you know, this 25-year-old massive guy that just works out and shoots. They're mad. And I love it because any female, any woman will see that. She's like, yep, I'm doing something right. I'm doing something well. And, like, it's always belonging. I've never been to any sort of competition that's like, women don't belong here. This is a man's sport. Like, it's always been, I need to beat you, not because you're a woman, but because I just need to beat you. And then the women are like, I need to beat you, and I'm going to beat you. And then they always just, you know, smoke us every time.
Sweet Caroline.
Well, and I think a part of it, what's nice about the Golden Heart Shooter Society matches is that we don't have what I'm going to call obnoxious competitors. The people that are going to win at all cost, they're going to stretch the boundaries as much as they can. And so there's some good-hearted, good-natured competition between some of the shooters, but it's also a competition against yourself. And can I shoot the next stage faster than I did the previous stage? Can I cut down? I don't care about my time. I want to shoot a clean stage. And so that's what makes it nice, is because you can go out there. And because of the group of people we have, you can go out there and pretty much be yourself within the persona of your character, if you've created a persona, as we know Montana Kid Hammer has. but it's one of those things that it's just a lot of fun. And I'm probably going to always be one of the slowest shooters. I do have the prettiest guns, but I shoot against myself. Yeah. And that's my thing. It's how can I improve?
And what you do learn in competitive shooting, until you're in the top 2%, normally you're just competing against yourself. Now, how long you stay in, you know, that 98% before you is totally up to you. A comment?
Well, what I was going to say is I think my favorite shoot of all time is the one we do for the Midnight Sun shoot. And we have a sister club down in Anchorage, Palmer area that comes up, and some of their members come up and shoot. And it's just so much fun to be able to shoot that late at night and it still be daylight out.
Oh, you're talking about the solstice shoot that we do around the third week of June, where we do. We start about 8 o'clock-ish, and we're done when we're done. Oftentimes, we creep past midnight. And we've had folks from around the globe come to shoot with us going, oh, wow, I never thought you could shoot at night without artificial light. And I said, welcome, you know, to the last frontier. Are we ready to try another question? I bet we are. So, what, Montana Sue Beth, is one of your favorite shooting paraphernalia, your piece of your, with your costuming and everything?
I would say I love my clothes. It's not shooting, but I love to dress up, and I love the clothes that I have. Now, my favorite gun would have to be the shotgun, even though the shotgun doesn't like my shoulder very well. The shotgun is my favorite one to shoot, but... And I think that's because you can't really miss anything with a shotgun.
I'll have to have a talk with your shotgun. And more than once. But okay, Pocatalong.
I'm going to say my I can't even say my most favorite because I've got a 44 Russian pistol open top I love. I have a 51 conversion 38 pistol I love. I've got a 38 lever-action rifle that is just a dream, and I love my shotgun. So I'm just going to say I love all of them. Just recently, we've been practicing for Wild Bunch, and I've been shooting my 1911 45 ACP. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful piece of equipment. Yeah. I also love the dress-up part. Yeah. I like my skirts and my dresses and my boots and my hats. Yep. It's so much fun.
For our radio listeners, Wild Bunch is an addendum to our cowboy action shooting. It is based on that movie, The Wild Bunch, from 1968-69, Sam Peckinpah's movie. And so you have a 1911 pistol with many magazines. You have nominally your 97 pump shotgun, although Model 12. Factors in, and then you have a cowboy gun, normally a lever cowboy gun, and otherwise it's a timed event on steel, and you can wear your Western apparel or you can wear the uniform of what I like to call 1911. And dress up. Looks like we're about ready for the hard break.
Oh no, we got about 2 minutes. Actually, we're right on the dot for 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, very good. So that is when we reference Wild Bunch. That's what we're talking about. Sweet Caroline?
Well, and I think going along with that, we haven't really talked about the guns of cowboy action shooting. And so basically the firearms, the original patents are between the end of the Civil War up through 1900. So we're talking single action guns. And that to me is what makes it fun. It's actually you're not just pulling a trigger and shooting numerous times, but you're actually manipulating the gun. You're having to pull the hammer back, pull the trigger with the lever action rifles, either lever or pumps, as well as the shotguns. And so with those, I much prefer the single actions and that genre of guns than the modern guns, just because to me it's more interactive.
Exactly. You know, and that's what I think has made SAS, which is now 40 years old. Of course, the Golden Heart Shooters are 30 years old, but for 40 years, SAS has been just that. It relives the Old West. That's why we have the costuming of the period. We take on personas. In fact, for the first few years I was in the club, I didn't know anybody by their Christian name, by their given name, because we were always... and the rule is if you're in your regalia, you go by your cowboy cowgirl handle. If you're in your street clothes, then you're you can get your regular name back. Although I'm almost never in my regular street clothes.
He's not kidding.
So, you know, there you have it. It's personality, it's purpose, and it's fun. just the way we want. And I don't remember any other shooting sport that I've stayed in as long, because it wasn't as fun as cowboy action shooting. And the gals bring quite a bit to it.
Yeah, what a perfect lead off into the next break. All right, stay tuned to Shooter's Corner here at KFAR Radio. And if you'd like to call in, 458-TALK, 458-TALK. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back.
Tanana Herb Company makes great times even better, sponsoring the KFAR live stream.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Arizona investigators giving an update in the search for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie. Pima Sheriff Chris Nano says DNA tested found at the home of Nancy Guthrie did not belong to her potential kidnapper.
Blood on the porch, that was one we did. It came back to Nancy.
The FBI announcing a $50,000 reward. California drivers could soon be shelling out more cash to fill up. A major refinery is shutting down. Fox's Ashley Webster.
Valero shutting down its Benicia refinery in the North Bay area, a move that will eliminate about 145,000 barrels per day. The move that came 4 months earlier than planned is expected to send fuel prices, yes, skyrocketing in the Golden State.
California is already paying an average of $4.40 for a gallon of gas, among the highest in the nation. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KUAC reports a celebrated Fairbanks cross-country skier is just days away from competing in the 2026 Winter Olympic Games. 23-year-old Kendall Kramer is currently training in Switzerland and Italy, where she said the atmosphere is intense but professional. Kramer is one of eight Alaskans competing in the cross-country events. She previously represented Team USA at the 2020 Youth Olympics in Switzerland, earning silver and bronze medals. She's also a decorated national collegiate competitor. But before the world stage, there was home. Kramer said she cherishes her childhood memories of skiing at Birch Hill in Fairbanks. She went on to ski for West Valley High School and then for her alma mater, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where she graduated last year with a degree in biology and psychology. Even a half world away, Kramer said her mind is never far from the place that set her in motion. She said that however the games pan out, she's grateful for the opportunity to go, and she knows she's being watched by hundreds of fans, friends, and family back in Alaska, especially in Fairbanks.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
It's remote start season at Auto Trim Design. With our variety of CompuStar remote starts available, we are sure to have an option to fit everyone's needs. Enjoy many features like smartphone control with drone mobile, two-way rechargeable remotes, proximity unlock, additional security alarm, and so much more. With over 30 years of experience, Auto Trim Design takes pride in being CompuStar's only pro dealer in the interior. Contact us today to set up your appointment to have your remote start professionally installed. Stay warm with Auto Trim Design this winter.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
Explore winter trails you never thought possible. Stand, float, walk on snow with better traction and stability than walking down the street. Modern snowshoes are the perfection of a thousand-year-old idea. They're lightweight and versatile, easy and fun to use for all ages. If you can walk, you can snowshoe. Get the exercise you crave. Let it snow. Go explore. Start today. No lift ticket required. But first, find the right style and the right fit at Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. Before we went on to that break, we were talking about a lot. Now, I did have a few questions I wanted to throw in before the hammer hammers away at some of the stuff he's brought in as well. But for you guys, one of the biggest things with firearms is obviously you want to be proficient with what you're doing. You're not just going to competitions just to have a good time, like, you know, going to Cushman and just shooting at trash on the ground like a lot of people do out here. So one of the biggest things that we advocate for is dry firing and training. So what do you guys use to train when you're not actually throwing lead downrange? What if you guys have any target systems, you have something that lights up, are you guys using any snap caps? Like what is your whole fleet of stuff? I imagine it's pretty similar, but there might be some stuff that we don't even know about with the modern firearm shooting that you guys are using.
My husband and I go out in our backyard. We have steel targets set up, and we practice with our handguns, our shotgun, and our long guns just about 3 or 4 times a week when the weather permits. When it was like a couple weeks ago, when it was 30 below, not a chance. But that's how we practice. And we go down to the shooting range, the state fish and game shooting range.
Yeah.
Matt, if I may,
yeah,
I'll set out tables where I'm actually not even necessarily practicing shooting, but transitioning, coming from leather out to a shooting point.
Yep.
And rather than fire, then I go ahead and practice coming back into my leather so that I don't have to keep looking down to see where if my holster's still there, and then practicing the transition between long guns as a holster is going, a pistol's going into holster, then my other hand is already going to a long gun, whichever one's in the next scenario. So even though there's may not, and I do run snap caps through,
yeah.
I will pull and practice. My garage wall has targets up, and I will run through that. And so these are things that actually can be done, practicing with the firearms in and out of leather, often on surfaces, and then just dry firing through, and then eventually melding them all together, by match time. Yeah.
And what my husband wound up doing for me is he mounted a laser on one of my handguns, so that when I drew and was dry firing, I could actually see where it was going.
Yes.
Because if, you might think you're in the general vicinity, but with that laser on it, you can tell exactly where it's going.
Have you ever used any of the Mantis systems for your guys' mm-hmm. dry firing training? I would highly recommend it. You can get some of their cheaper models for, I believe, starting at $50 to $60, and then you can go all the way up to a few hundred dollars. But one thing I like to do is with the Mantis system I use, you can mount it to your pistol or rifle, shotgun, whatever you'd like to. And you set your phone up on a tripod. You point it at your target. And if I want to get repetitions in drawing from my holster, going from low ready, high ready, whatever, the laser's on and it's recording and annotating the data into its little system. Once I'm done with whatever my training session is, or maybe I want to go every string of fire, I want to see what I'm doing, it'll show how shaky I might be when I'm aiming at the target. It'll show as I'm pulling the trigger, it can pick up if I'm pulling on that trigger at all. It'll see if there's any dip or anything like that. And then when I fire, when I'm resetting back onto the target, where my aim is at. So it's telling me everything I could possibly need to know to kind of improve upon that. So if you haven't used it before, I'd highly recommend it, because that'll really up your game. Obviously, shooting live rounds is the best thing you can do to shoot better. How do you get better at pull-ups? You do pull-ups. Like, it's the same thing, but that really helps build a really good foundation into becoming a better firearm enthusiast, I would say.
And how do we get Mantis?
You can just go on Amazon. Yeah, and it's just Mantis, MANTIS. You can look up Mantis system, and you'll see they have a million dry fire trainers. If you don't want to spend the money on the Mantis itself, I know there's a lot of companies that make pretty much the same thing for a little less. I just like using Mantis because they have a phenomenal warranty program.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, let me lead off again. A single favorite part of this sport, just what's that one thing that sticks out for you? Sweet Caroline?
Quite honestly, I don't know that I have one. And the reason for that is because I enjoy the shooting. I enjoy, like Montana, Sue, Beth, and Pokinalong have said, I enjoy the clothing. But I guess it's one of those, maybe my favorite part of our sport is you can do as much or as little as you want to. If you want to come simply dressed, like, although y'all can't see us, like today I'm in jeans, cowboy or cowgirl shirt, and a vest, which is very simple, very easy. Montana Sue Beth is, you know, skirt, blouse, jacket. And it's interesting because it's not just the ladies that get involved in the clothing. I dare say that most of the men involved in the sport have a more extensive wardrobe than we ladies do. But I think that's the point. You can do as much or as little. When I started, I didn't want to spend a lot of money on guns, so I went very low end on things. I've since graduated because I fell in love with open tops. I think they're beautiful. And so it's as much or as little, and each person can tailor it to themselves.
It's funny you bring that up, too, the whole men like to dress up. And I think there's a saying, I think, in every profession, especially the military and the shooting aspect of things, is 95% of shooting is looking cool, and then the other 5% is the actual shooting part. I mean, if I go out there, I can go out there in blue jeans, you know, shoot and do whatever I want to, but I go out there in some nice maybe sports slacks, a nice button-up. I feel like I'm going to shoot better because people might look at, in my head, you know, I'm just making up stuff. But in my head, I'm like, oh, these people think I look great. In the background, they're probably like, this is dork. But, yeah.
And I asked a question, not to put anybody on the spot, but someone, a young lady or any woman looking to get into the sport, you know, you find that one thing and then you build from it. You know, if it's friendships, and then you build from it. So... Any other comment poking along, or?
I really, really, really like the camaraderie. I like to go, and you know, if I make a mistake, you can joke, you can pick on me all you want, and we just laugh about it. It doesn't make. Yeah. I mean, it's great. I mean, it's a great family type environment. So I like the camaraderie. Yep.
We use humor to reinforce good shooting skills and safety. And Montana Sue Beth, your comment.
And I just like being with the other shooters and having fun. And going down to Anchorage during the summertime and shooting with them, that's a lot of fun. So I just enjoy that.
I think a big part that plays in that, too, is just finding your people. Again, that camaraderie aspect, that sense of community, because it's very easy to go to a shooting range and you're shooting next to other people, you might spark a conversation, but finding people that like to do exactly what you like to do, I think is a lot harder in the shooting aspect of things. Because some people just got a gun, they just want to go, you know, burn a box down, or some people really like only shotguns and they, you know, all this stuff. But then you go to these matches, any of these matches or these tactical games or NRL Hunter and stuff like that, you find people that are in that sort of niche that you're into as well. And then it's an immediate bond. It's an immediate,
agree.
Yeah.
Yep, I'd agree with that.
One thing I've said before, I'd rather have a club of 20 or 30, you know, very loyal and fun-loving folks than having a club of 180 that you don't even really know.
Yep.
They just kind of show up and go away. And Cowboy Action gives us that camaraderie, much like the ranches of old. Yeah, so.
The thing that we haven't talked about, though, is our targets. We use steel targets, which means I can't shoot paper targets. I just can't see where I'm hitting the way my eyesight is. But with a steel target, you can hear that bullet hit, and you can see that target shake most of the time. And so you get immediate feedback so that you know that you've hit your target. And that, to me, is what is why I shoot, is because I know where I'm hitting, whereas a paper target... Forget it. I'd go to the range with my husband and our sons, and they'd say, "Mom, you did really good." And I'm going, "Pull the target back. I can't tell where I hit." You know.
Yeah, that steel is not only instant gratification, but it is instant notification. You know, I'm not necessarily so pleased that I hit it. I'm glad to see my techniques are holding up and delivering.
Yep.
And that I'm following the pattern prescribed so I don't get penalty points.
I love steel because, one, I think there's just a very childlike or a Neanderthal reaction to it. It's bang, ping, and I'm like, oh, cool. And then I think the other part of it, too, is shooting at steel. You are being held accountable, obviously. Everything with firearms, you're being held accountable. But like you just said, I'm not penalized if I didn't shoot the dead center of it. I'm not, you know, worried about my score. Oh, did I hit the steel with the shot that I pulled? Yep, that's a point. Okay, I can just move on from there.
One of my favorite ones, and I haven't shot it in a while, but one of my favorite ones is this shooting thing that we have where you hit the target and it throws a can of soda up in the air and you have to shoot the can of soda. I think that one's a lot of fun.
That's got to be fun. I gotta go to one of these events and see that. That would be super cool to see. Really quick, too, I noticed we do have a caller. We're about to go into our next and last break. So, caller, if you want to call back when we get back onto the air, and then we can answer whatever question or discussion you might want to kick off. So, everyone, please stay seated, and we'll be right back with Shooter's Corner.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts. We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service too, family-owned and operated, keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Auto Trim Designs Tint and Paint Protection Film Department is now open. Their professional installers are ready to keep your vehicles looking sharp and protected all year long. Auto Trim Designs self-healing PPF shields your paint from scratches and wear, helping your car stay flawless for years. And with their window films, it adds a stylish deep black color to your vehicle windows. It also provides protection from harmful UV rays, reduces glare, and increases privacy. From exterior protection to interior comfort, Auto Trim Design has you covered. Stop by today.
KFAR weather.
9 above today under partly cloudy skies. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 1 above. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for snow, 8 above. Mainly cloudy skies expected and dry Saturday and Sunday, near zero. Saturday, single digits below zero by Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you for waiting patiently through that break. Before we get into anything else, I do have this caller on the line, so let's go ahead and get you on. All right, caller, can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. This is Thomas Kennedy.
How are you, Thomas?
Very good. Hey, I wanted to throw out there one of the biggest things that cowboy action shooting does do is that it helps folks with bear protection out in the woods. That same mindset that they develop really does help on making sure that your bullet gets to where it needs to be. And I don't think a lot of people now talk about 10 mm this, 10 mm that, but they don't develop the basic proficiency of getting on target and you know, the follow through and all the things. And when you're doing it with a lever action, with you know, a single action revolver and with a shotgun, you really get the skills necessary to protect yourself out in the woods.
No, and I'd absolutely agree with you. I think a lot of people skimp on the aspect of, you know, a lot of bear protection. I will see people with revolvers, lever guns, shotguns, all that, and they get it in their hands and they think, I've got the weapon. I know how to shoot a gun in the first place, so I'll be fine. And yeah, I mean, bear protection is actually, you know, that's a pretty big one. I'm handling a caliber that isn't 9mm or, you know, 40 cal, and now I actually have to focus on, you know, my training, my fundamentals and everything to actually, you know, take this bear down because they are pretty big up here. And yeah, so no, I completely agree with you.
I'll let you guys go, but it's a great show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
I think you made a point there, Matt. One of the points has to do with gun handling. And I think one of the things that I learned and became more comfortable with was the gun handling. When I started shooting, if you had told me that I would be comfortable manning the loading or unloading table and making sure people were loading or unloading their firearms correctly, and how to check for the guns to make sure that they're cleared afterwards, I think that's one of the things that cowboy action shooting stresses is safe gun handling.
Yeah.
And that safety is the highest priority. So whether you're doing cowboy action shooting, whether you're going, whether you're out berry picking and you come across a bear, whether you're actually bear hunting or not, that's one of the things I think that is especially important, especially for someone who doesn't have a lot of experience with firearms. And again, as has been pointed out, we're a very welcoming group. And there's a lot of mentoring going on with new shooters, especially lady shooters who haven't done a lot of shooting ahead of time.
No, and I think that's absolutely great, too, and especially like manning that loading table or any safety table, too, because just getting into a sport, I know, is pretty nerve-wracking as is. But getting into that sport and being put in some position where I have a little bit of responsibility, not only does that help everyone there, like especially target setup, target teardown, all that, but if I'm a new shooter and I'm having trouble loading my pistol or I can't load it fast enough, I'm like, how do I do this better? You might see someone at that loading table and you see them do something crazy. And now you're right there. You're forced to be there anyway. And you're like, hey, how'd you do that? And, you know, picking up on little things to help you become more proficient.
Exactly. Pokelong, did you have an additional comment from earlier before the break?
No.
Okay. and this is kind of my shotgun question is, what would you recommend to ladies that may be interested in our sport to help them?
Come shoot with us. We'll help you through the whole thing.
You will. And when is our first shoot?
The second Saturday of May. Whatever that is on the calendar. I haven't quite gotten down my calendar that far, but it will be in May. There may even be an open house the first weekend. We'll have to see what our shooting range provides.
It hasn't been officially scheduled,
so I'd hesitate to say. But Pokelong, you know, makes a very good point. Come and see. Even if you don't really do anything initially, come and see. Anyway,
Where do we shoot?
Well, go ahead and answer that. This is your lady show, so go ahead and
okay, so we shoot at the Fox Range.
Up the Steese Highway, about a mile point four or a quarter up on the left-hand side. So, yes, another comment, or Sweet Caroline, a comment?
I was just going to say, when you hit the weigh station, take that right. I mean, most of us know it's the Steese Highway, and it's going to be on the left just a couple minutes down the road.
From the welding shop. But I did have one more comment. When you first start, don't worry about costuming. Don't not come because you don't have the right type of clothing. You'll work into that. Trust me. I have a full closet of cowboy clothes now.
And Sweet Caroline, who is the CEO of SAS?
Kid introduced the three of us and our positions within the club. And it's interesting to note that after several years, SAS has a new CEO, and that would be Misty Moonshine. So not only do we have ladies involved at the local level, but our CEO and head of SAS, Single Action Shooting Society, is also a lady shooter.
Yes, so, and very good.
Very good at what she does.
Very good. So, I make mention of this, hoping that it would bring gals to this. And as Pokelong has pointed out, we even mentioned you don't even necessarily have to bring firearms, especially if you haven't purchased them yet. Come and learn what we have and the different manners and styles. We've heard open tops, top breaks, terms that wouldn't mean anything to you till you train with us. And not only that, we're going to have fun training. It won't be this boring, Anyway, gals.
I think that's actually really quick. I think it's really good that, you know, you're mentioning that the barrier to entry is almost null. I think that's where a lot of people might get scared, is they might see pictures of this and they're like, oh, I don't have the money to buy, you know, all the nice clothes, and maybe I can't afford, you know, custom leather holster. I can't do this. But when you guys are advocating for it, just come out, even if you don't have, you know, what I know a lot of people might not have a revolver. They might not have a lever gun or a shotgun. Just show up. You have, you know, a lot of these clubs, we always want people to show up because it's not some people might think, oh, it's just a monetary thing. They want more money. No, you want to build this community. You want to have fun with other people. You want them to see if they even like it in the first place. And when you show up somewhere and you're very nervous and you have, you know, a good attitude and everyone's like, oh, no, here, use my gun. No, use my, use this, this. Oh, okay, no, well, you want to wear my hat this run? Okay, well, you've got lice, so probably not. But, you know, doing all this sort of stuff, it really helps build that community even more than what these people that are just getting into it even think about.
And we're not even going to charge you to come to your first shoot. You know, we want you to come several times, and also it's on us. It truly is. Ammunition, firearms, leather, some of the shared clothing, and you decide at what point how you want to wear in. Okay, gals.
And that's the thing. We typically tell people that want to get involved, don't buy guns before you try them. I was looking at getting a new rifle, and everybody was, you know, they said the 66s were just the greatest thing. Well, you know what? A 66 doesn't fit me. So what wound up happening, we borrowed some with the longer, shorter barrels. So we did 66s, we did 73s. I was shooting a 92 at the time, and we laid them across. We had a day bed down in our basement, and I'd come home from work at night, and I'd go straight to the basement, and I'd start picking up rifles. Just picking them up and trying to go on target and seeing which one fit and which one didn't. My husband shoots a 66. I have a 73.
I think that's extremely important too, because again, that like having that barrier to entry, your weapons are going to be the most expensive part. Well, I guess ammunition over time. But if I show up and say, you know, I can watch a bunch of reviews on this, or I think this looks really cool, and all this sort of stuff, and then I buy it without actually putting rounds through it, and I'm like, wow, I really hate this thing. I've done that a few times in the past too, especially with bolt guns, because bolt guns are finicky. But we'll see it. We've seen students too with our classes. They'll show up and they'll have a brand new rifle just out of the box. They piece it together. You know, the first step of this carbine course is we're going to zero. And then they're like, oh, I really do not like how I did any of this at all. So being able to go do that that competition, going to a club, and everyone's like, try it. That gives you really good feedback of, hey, I really like this. Or even if you have some of the systems, but you know, you have your weapon your way, you have it this way, I can pull all the little things I like and leave out the stuff I don't like and say, you know what, this is how I want to build it, and then go from there.
And while it doesn't have to be, sometimes end to end, even the clothing is quite expensive, but it need not be. But you can dress yourself to bling.
And if or you're not. A sewer. If you're a sewer, you can just make it.
Absolutely. When we first put the club together, we had tried to form a consortium of people who made clothes, folks that reloaded ammo, folks that cast bullets. We had a couple of FFLs, and also that we could buy within and, you know, and buy with knowledge and all. The internet has made that much easier for us today. But yes, if you can make your own clothing, you will have outfits nobody else even has.
Well, we had a ladies' sewing circle at one point, too, and so we had ladies that were actually very accomplished seamstresses teaching other ladies who had never picked up a needle and thread, and the clothing that came out of that was really awesome.
I bought a sewing machine recently to start making my own gear because I do spend a lot of money on that. I'll tell everyone listening right now, if you think using a sewing machine is easy and you think sewing is easy, look yourself in the mirror, call yourself a dum-dum, and then go try to actually sew without any experience. Threading a bobbin in the first place, I wanted to throw my sewing machine out a window. That is brutal torture. But once I got the hang of it, once you start figuring things out with all things, firearms or anything related, it's gotten really fun. I never thought I would enjoy sewing, and now I do. I can make whatever I want for myself whenever.
And you're a guy.
Who would have guessed?
So, ladies, tell us again, who are we? What club are we?
We are the Golden Heart Shooter Society. You can find us on Facebook under Golden Heart Shooter Society. If you check there, we post our shooting schedule, and we post all kinds of things on there. So check us out.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming on to the show today. Appreciate all the information and knowledge that's been pushed out. And hopefully more people will start to show up. But this has been Shooter's Corner. We appreciate everyone who's been listening. Stay tuned, stay safe, and stay American. See you guys next week.